question.
Welcome to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news.
Hi, this is Ian with the news at 2. Six Britons convicted for a wave of bombings in Saudi Arabia have been released. They had faced public beheading, but were granted a royal clemency. Formula One news, the Canadian Grand Prix has been dropped from the 2004 race calendar due to Canada's ban on tobacco advertising. This follows Belgium's ban on tobacco last year. An unscrupulous drug trade on the net has led to the death of a student, a mother said at an inquest into her son's death in Britain. Maybe time to stop buying that Viagra. And finally, trained hawks who've been employed to keep pigeons from making a mess on visitors in Manhattan Park, New York, have been grounded because one of them mistook a chihuahua dog as lunch. Camp news? I don't know of any. Time for the knock. And for the network, everything actually seems to be running fine. My Wi-Fi access is good, and we're good to go.
Ich grüß auf jede Häuserwand. Ich such den schönsten Mann im Land. Ein Zettel an das schwarze Brett. Er muss nett sein, auch im Bett. Kranze sind Birkenrinden. Wo kann ich was Liebes finden? Schreib in Gold auf die Altäre. Ich komme nicht mit der Schere.
Auf jede Wand, neue Männer.
Hi, this is Mario on Radio Sapisar, and now upcoming is part two of our report from Protect Privacy about TCPA. Enjoy.
What I've said so far. I for myself only trust in what's possible and what's not, so I'm sure you understand my fears. I will close this part of my speech with the great idea an US senator had. He claims that a PC should destroy itself if it's used for illegal music sharing. If your CPU has no TNT included, I'm sure the physical destruction of your PC would not be possible even with trusted computing. But it would be possible to prevent it from booting until you have clarified why your computer was used for this illegal activity. If there's someone out there who could utterly prove that all this would be technologically impossible and what I said is bullshit, I really ask him to do so. Next, I have some interesting opinions from Theo de Rath about TCPA. Many will already know who he is. Theo de Rath is the founder of the OpenBSD project, which truly is one of the most secure operating systems, and the OpenSSH project. Here's an excerpt of one of his answers to a mailing list posting. Someone was intrigued by the idea of a high security operating system with the low-level security platform being developed by the Trusted Computing Platform Alliance, short TCPA. De Rath answered, I see absolutely nothing useful in TCPA. It's garbage designed to protect companies. You say you know lots about TCPA. I don't doubt that. However, I suspect you believe that TCPA enhanced security is based on a lack of understanding as to what enhanced security. Another one is a part of an interview which was accomplished by the CT, which is a well-known computer magazine here in Germany. CT asked, how do you see the discussion about TCPA and the Palladium initiative from Microsoft? De Rath said, these technologies doesn't interest me. But CT further asked, how would it be if the open source community would think about alternatives? Linus Torvalds seems to be interested to integrate a kind of Palladium into Linux. De Rath said, it absolutely doesn't interest me, but this should not surprise you because it has nothing to do with the security of operating systems. You shouldn't ask me about business models that are based on attacking their own customers. This says someone who is almost only interested in the security of operating systems. For me, this simply says it all. Now over to something that for me was the most surprising part at the symposium Trusted Computing, which was held in Berlin last month. Bob Meinschein, an Intel security architect and associated with the
This was part two of the TCPA report by Protect Privacy. And now we hear New Radicals, You Get What You Give.
Got you down on your knees. So, alive for business.
98.3 FM. Be prepared for part 3 of the Protect Privacy special.
Now over to something that for me was the most surprising part at the symposium Trusted Computing, which was held in Berlin last month. Bob Meinschein, an Intel security architect and associated with the TCG, spoke about Intel's plans to integrate TCG functionality into CPUs and about their own plans called Lagrange. He explicitly said that there will be no backdoors. After that, he was asked, if there is no presence of any kind of backdoor or mechanism of remote intrusion, how will you provide the government with the possibility of lawful interception? For our listeners' information, lawful interception means the possibility to monitor the communication of supposable criminals. First, he had problems with his ears, so the question had to be repeated. Then he didn't understand the term lawful interception, but the questioner and Andy Müller-Makun of the Chaos Computer Club were able to explain it to him. After some more explanations from the questioner, he got it, but he was noticeably nervous. After some fragmented sentences where he said that authorities have means to do so and that he is not sure what Intel should do then, he gave up to answer the question. So, first the TCG says that there will be no kind of backdoor. Then they don't have any answer how the government should, for example, monitor criminals that would use this system. My opinion is that there has to be some kind of backdoor that provides access for external authorities, or they would act against the government. There's just no other conclusion, because the government for sure will not allow the complete loss of lawful interception. I nearly forgot something. Before he was asked about lawful interception, Bob Meinschein said, if there would be some kind of backdoor, then this would be a perfect target for every terrorist. That's it from me. Thank you for your time.
Hello, I'm Thomas, and I want to talk about trusted...
Okay, and so much for Protect Privacy and TCPA. Now listen to The Cure, Other Voices.
Crazy!
Oh,
sleepy.
Listen to Patti Smith, Rock and Roll, nigga.
I wake up, I am lying peacefully. I'm lying peaceful and my knees are open to the sun. I desire him. He's just absolute and ready to seize me. And in heart, I am Muslim. In heart, I am an American.
Hi, we are three members of the Protect Privacy Foundation and are broadcasting from Chaos Communication Camp 2003 in Berlin, Germany. Protect Privacy has the primary target to protect our own privacy and in the actual case to spread the information about what trusted computing means to the public. First of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Michael Ritter, I'm 25 years old and I'm self-employed in web development. At the end of last year, more and more news about TCPA and Palladium were published. There was a lot of criticism about these technologies, so I put against TCPA.com online. Which soon got a lot of response.
White paper of NGSCB. Read that the TPM is demanded with the NGSCB to control digital content. I will start with the last one.
With some kind of backdoor, then this would be a perfect target for every terrorist. That is for me. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Hi, that's Radio Sapisa to you. And as most of you guessed, this wasn't The Cure, this was Patti Smith. Okay, a few announcements from Radio Sapisa. The open air showers are opened in the entrance area. So please, people, if you want to get wet, get to the entrance area. And I have to announce that at 18 o'clock the Human Go game is going on. You will hear more from us on this topic, surely. But please be at the Go field at 18 o'clock. And now the next part of the Protect Privacy feature. No.
Hi, we are three members of the Protect Privacy Foundation and are broadcasting from Chaos Communication Camp 2003 in Berlin.
Protect Privacy TCPA Special.
Hello, I'm Thomas, and I want to talk about trusted computing in connection with bills forcing the integration of TPM chips and in connection with the NGSCB to control digital content. I will start with the last one. One big problem I see in trusted computing is connection to NGSCB. When you talk with Microsoft representatives, they say that they are not responsible for the TPM, but they are a founding member of TCPA. And in the white paper of NGSCB, you can read that the TPM is demanded if you want to work with this technology. TCPA, in connection with NGSCB, is a very much instrument to censor and regulate digital content. There is such a big capability in NGSCB that it would be possible in the future to play DVDs only at a NGSCB-capable PC or DVD players which has NGSCB embedded. So you have to have TPM to watch movies. Or you buy a CD and you can hear them only three times. Today, it is already possible to buy songs in the internet that you can hear only at the PC you've bought for. Thank you, Digital Rights Management. If I buy music, I want to hear it anywhere, anytime, and as often I want.
As often as I want to hear the music. Music on Radio Sapisa, The Cure, now.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure. I think we'll listen to some of the special from Protect Privacy about trusted computing and TCPA in special.
Microsoft & Co. says that we have more secure PCs with TCPA and NGSCB. But also today, you can make your system very secure with the right tools. Have a look at OpenBSD. In 7 years, they have had only one security breach in the standard installation. We don't need more security. We are already safe. Some things I've said sounds far-fetched, but there are the capabilities to do these. Now to my fourth point. If you read the TCPA main specification paper, you will see that the TPM only provides you encrypting and decrypting functions. In the USA, there exists a bill called CBDPTA, which stands for Consumer Broadband and Digital Television Promotion Act. This bill demands the functionality of trusted computing in all PC. This means that the TPM is demanded by all new PCs set aboard. At this point, I ask me, why should a ship which provides me only encrypting functions be forced by the government? This shows me that the TPM has to be more than just some encrypting functions. Also, you can see a contradiction between the CBDPTA and the DMCA when this law will be reinforced. After the reinforcement of the DMCA, encrypting functions would be not allowed in the USA. The penalty for infringing the DMCA are up to 5 years in prison or $500,000. The consequence would be that all people in the USA which are using or selling a PC would be imprisoned. If you have a look at other dumb laws in the USA, like the US Patriot Act, you will see that such a bill could become reality.
Hi, I am André Lorbach and I will discuss the topic problems around the software certification process now. I assume that you already know what TCG, former known as TCPA, and Microsoft NGSCB, former known as Palladium, is. Well, the renaming is a little bit confusing, and you might ask yourself why other names were chosen, but that's however another story. Coming back to my topic, there are some general issues right now at the moment that are not very clear, and this is for example that there are no details known of the certification facility and also if it will cost money to certificate software or not. It will possibly free at the first time, but nobody can guarantee you that it will stay free. Also, nobody knows who will own or who will make the certification facility, and that's also a little bit confusing at the moment. However, coming back to the certification process, each time you create a new build of your software, you will need to recertificate it. It means you would have to go through the whole certification process again, and this takes time and it possibly will cost money. Also, if you just create a little bug fix or a security hotfix, you will need to recertificate it. Otherwise, it might will not run on trusted computers. And it's also not clear at the moment how the development will work. Will there be a special development system, or will you have to run the software in some kind of sandbox? Right now, at the moment, Microsoft and the other TCG members have no details on this issue. Possibly because they have no solution for it.
Okay, Sapisa Radio, music, some more music. Killer Queen from Queen.
In a pretty cabinet, let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder and gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middle
again, incidentally, you that way
crazy.
Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Forgot she could care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
class, you're absolutely dry.
She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
You
recommended other brand. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
Killer, killer heat, killer queen. Well, whatever, the sword fighting workshop does not take place at 14 o'clock, but at 5 p.m., what makes it 17 o'clock. And now we hear the last part of the Protect Privacy feature on Trusted Computing. Stay tuned.
Then there are some disadvantages for smaller software companies. Microsoft, for example, already has some certification facilities, and they are very expensive for smaller companies. For example, if you certificate a software for Windows 2000 or Windows 2000 Server, it will cost a lot of money. I personally have seen the certification process for the Designed for Windows Pocket PC logo. And besides, that certification facility was rather slow. The cost was $600. Well, for a small company or a single person, this is quite a lot of money. And it's the same thing if you create a version 1.0 and you make a new software update to version 1.1, you will need to recertificate it again, and it will again cost you $600. Then there are some problems for the open source community. For example, you all know that open source usually is developed from many peoples, all spread over the whole world. And will you be able to still take this open source, make some modification to it, and to compile it on your own system? As it looks like now, you will not, because you compile something on your own machine and it will not be trusted, so it will run in some kind of sandbox or so. So the question is, will it really be useful, will it really work, or will it still be possible to create your own software? That are so far the problems I see with the software certification process, and I hope that the way it is planned right now will change, because this will, or this could, destroy smaller software companies. And I only see advantages for big up companies right now. Thank you for listening.
Now we've talked about a wide range of serious issues, and yes, it's already an important subject for a lot of people. But almost only those who are involved with IT on a daily basis are aware of it.
So eventually you already ask yourself what can be done to sensitize the broad population for this topic. Besides providing a contact for the press and media, that was one of the main reasons why we founded Protect Privacy. Currently, we are working on a central base for a widespread network which will provide broad information. It's a cooperation with the Paradigm Project, and we call this campaign Online Coordination, Offline Information. You find the Paradigm Project under paradigm.de. Like the campaign name already describes, it will be a project which will be coordinated online over the net, but the information will be done offline in the pedestrian zones and streets of the cities.
We hope our radio transmission was interesting for you and gave you some new information and new points of views. You can download this broadcast at protectprivacy.org. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to Protect Privacy for this report and for the great work. Now, you're the voice, John Farman, on Radio Sapisa. Please visit our homepage at www.sapisa.de. And you can hear us on your radio at 88.3 FM. If you want to phone us, call 555. Or if you phone from outside the camping ground, call 03343864226. Radio Sapisa.
We can write what we want to write. We gotta make ends meet before we get much older.
From Radio Sapisa, few people arrived, and now be prepared for an interview with Wim from the OpenBSD tent. We just heard in the privacy special that OpenBSD didn't have any security leaks for about 6 years in the base install, and now prepare for the interview.
This is Sapisa. Well, Wim, we've got a pretty big tent. What is going on with your tent, Will?
Well, lots of stuff is happening in the tent. Lots of stuff is happening outside the tent. We have a big tent in the BSD village, which is filled with users and developers, and they're all playing a bit with the computers they brought. And if you have any machine that you want to install OpenBSD on, you can bring it to our tent and we'll install it, even if it's a VAX or an alpha, or preferably a machine running Linux, we'll install OpenBSD on it for you.
Yeah, well, there have been many rumors about your tent, actually. Not only that there's always a good time, but also that you give out free posters to people.
Well, actually, that is not a rumor. That is actually true. We have lots of cool posters that we want to give away to people. And so if you're looking to put something in your room at home, or here at the camp, come to the OpenBSD tent and we'll give you some free posters. Yeah. Actually, here, guys, I brought you a poster, and it's a special one because it's been signed by somebody.
Yeah, really, you also brought this t-shirt here. Now, who's this BSD girl, actually?
Well, this BSD babe is basically one of the girlfriends of one of the developers. And we sell t-shirts, and we not only sell t-shirts for normal size geeks, but also for very nice, good looking young chicks. So they're like really small t-shirts, and she's showing them off. So if you want to see some skin, come down to the OpenBSD tent.
Yeah, you shouldn't miss out. Also, you brought this white, it's actually, you can't even look through it, bottle. And what's in it? It's not hot chocolate, I guess.
No, that's not milk, actually. Well, why don't you open it? It's basically a special OpenBSD beer.
Yeah, and I would try. Yes. Wow. It's really good. Just, that's not regular beer, right?
No, we had to smuggle that in through customs from Belgium. We had quite some problems getting the beer here, but we managed at all, and it's a beer, a Belgian beer, so it's a very good beer. Yeah. So if you want to give it a try, we have a fridge full of it. So.
Actually, now I can understand why there's always party at your tent.
So exactly.
People should definitely come over and visit you by the OpenBSD tent. Will you tell our listeners again where exactly the tent is located?
Well, we are located on the far end where the BSD village is, and the OpenBSD tent is right in the middle. It's next to the tent number B, where the talks are held.
Well, Wim, thank you very much for coming.
No problem. Tschüss.
the neck with My Sharona. Okay, I can tell you that the next lock picking workshop for beginners starts at 15 o'clock at 3 p.m. in German language. The next hour, it starts at the full hour anyways, and is in English. It's alternating every full hour, I think, like yesterday. And if you are a beginner and if you can open a door with a fork or something like this, please go to the lockpicking workshops. You can get tools over there. Joe Cocker, Unchain My Heart.
Baby, let me be. 'Cause you don't care. Well, please set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Every time I call you on the phone, some valley tells me that you're not at home. Unchain my heart, set me free. Unchain my heart.
set me free.
Joe Cocker on Sapita Radio on 88.3.
Don't even
This is Sapete Radio at 88.3. And this is Alanis Morissette. Thank you.
It's